You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. The former executive director of the Traverse City Film Festival says Michael Moore is lying regarding her termination last year. Deb Lake left the job in December after 13 years. At the time, it was reported that Lake resigned from her position. But yesterday, at a town hall event during the 2018 Film Festival, Michael Moore said the festival board terminated her. But Deb Lake says Michael Moore is lying and that he alone made the decision to fire her. IPR reporter Dan Wanshura has been following this story. He joins us this afternoon to talk about it. Hi, Dan.
Good afternoon, Aaron.
Dan, you were at this town hall event yesterday. What happened?
Well, right away, the first question posed to Michael Moore at this town hall panel touched on the previous two executive directors. What happened to them? Deb Lake was a staple of the festival. She was there for 13 years. And then Joe Beyer moved across the country from LA to take the job, only to quit 3 weeks after accepting it. So people wanted to know what happened. Yesterday, Michael Moore explained that in December, the festival board decided to terminate Lake. And that was a little bit of a different story than what was posted on the festival's website, which said in a farewell statement that Lake was, quote, stepping down. Yesterday, Michael referred to ethical and legal obligations the board had in making that decision.
We did what any group like this has to do when faced with a situation that we were faced with. And we had a responsibility to this institution and its longevity so that it exists long beyond us. And so that decision had to be made.
Now, Michael didn't go into details about what those ethical and legal obligations were, Aaron. He says he wanted to respect Deb Lake's privacy.
There are certain things that we are not able to talk about now, but we will talk about. I think those will be resolved by the end of this year. Everybody will have a complete and full explanation of this.
So, Dan, and then after all of this, you heard from Deb Lake.
I did. I reached out, and she responded in an email saying that she believes that Michael's statement about her employment being terminated by the board is false. She says, quote, "I have yet to see any evidence that the board met or discussed my employment. I believe that the decision was made unilaterally by Michael, as almost all decisions made by the festival were during my 13 years with the festival." End quote. She also goes on to say that the implication that the board had any sort of ethical or legal duty to terminate her employment with the festival is also false. Now, I did reach out to the folks at the film festival, but they have yet to comment on this.
What about that most recent executive director, Joe Beyer? He only lasted 3 weeks?
Yes, Joe Beyer quit 3 weeks into his new job, and Michael Moore said that decision was mutual. It just wasn't a good fit. But in an email earlier this year, Beyer told me that he discovered challenges for the organization he felt his experiences and expertise just couldn't address. And when asked if he knows what those challenges might be, Michael Moore had this to say.
I don't know what they were. He hasn't spoken to me about it.
Now, I do want to mention at the time of his resignation, Moore hinted that the reason Beyer quit was because he missed living in Los Angeles, but to my knowledge, Beyer is still here living in Michigan.
What did Michael Moore have to say about all this controversy that's suddenly surrounding his film festival?
Well, he certainly didn't shy away from addressing any of the topics brought up during the town hall discussion. He answered the questions that were asked, and he stressed that he wanted the festival and its dealings to be transparent moving forward.
We want you to feel very comfortable. There's no such thing as a bad question. You can ask us anything you want. We are ready, willing, and able to tell you anything that you'd like to know, to try and answer something. And if we don't know it, we'll find the answer.
All right. IPR reporter Dan Wanshura reporting on some controversy surrounding the Traverse City Film Festival. Dan, thanks a lot for being here this afternoon.
Thank you, Aaron.